A question and an answer always go together. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. A question and an answer always go together. So many of our students write in, call in, ask for answers to questions. And the answers to questions are, will I be a successful student? Can I have a happy relationship? Should I go around with people who are having troubles because I can be helpful to them? Should I raise my children as myself? Or am I a good enough role model for my children? Am I the type of person that I'd like my children to be? And in every one of these questions is the answer itself. Whatever the question is, it has its answer within it. If you are a parent, your child must respond to you and must depend upon you for its role model. For that's what the child chose in coming to your family, and that's what you chose in having a child, that you are the role model. Now, are you a good role model, or are you a role model that your mother would not appreciate or that others would not appreciate? Well, all of these things are not terribly important. The thing that is terribly important is, do you like yourself? Do you think that you are a good person? Do you think that the things that you do are right in your eyes and right in your mind? And if you think that they're right in your eyes and in your mind, then you are okay. You are okay. Well, even if I violate the rules and the laws of the society and stuff, you know when you're doing that. Is that right in your mind? You're bringing it up because you think it's not right in your mind. Every time you bring up something that you find a little difficult to take, you are saying, I don't agree with that. That's not right in my mind. Well, if it's not right in your mind, then perhaps it should be rethought. It should perhaps be looked at again to see whether it's a role model that you want to have your children follow. Are you the type of person that you'd like to have your children follow you as a role model, man or woman? We all are role models, whether we like it or not. One of the inborn things in most families is that children respect and love their parents. My dad's the greatest. My mom, oh, she's wonderful. And we stand by our parents like glue. And we love it too. So, now, are we the kind of parents that we'd like to have our children stick to us so firmly and so strongly and believe in what we share with them? Well, we can be. We can be by doing one thing that every role model must do. Every role model must say of themselves, I like me. 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 And when I say I like me, I do things that make me like me even better. When I say I like me, I am constantly aware of how I could like myself even better and enjoy myself even better and do the little things and the big things that make me happy with myself. When I like me for a good reason. And the good reason is that I'm a nice person and I really like myself. And these are the important things that are going on. You can hear my computer in the background is updating itself, and it's going, whoop, and yes, I'm on, whoop, yes, I'm going, I'm updating, I'm improving myself, I'm bringing myself to par with the latest. Now, do we bring ourselves to par with the latest? Do we upgrade ourselves on a regular basis? Do we look for ways to improve ourselves, ways to improve our life, ways to improve who we are? If we do that, we don't have to question ourselves whether we're a good role model. We are the ideal role model. And we work with the ideal children and the ideal husband and wife. We work with the ideal family. We work with the ideal world. We can and are the ideal role model. We can and are the ideal being. We can be and are. Because that's who we really are. That's our essence, that's our vitality, that's our reality, that's all that matters. You are that which is ideal in every possible way. How wonderful that is. Yes. All these questions that my students and friends and counselees check with me about, I always say to them, now what do you think about that? Why did you ask me that question? Did you doubt something in your life? Are you confident that the things you're doing are the things that make you happy? If you like yourself, follow it. And you see, when I tell people things like that, they say, but I want you to tell me what to do. No, no, I can never tell another person what to do. You have to tell yourself. You have to be your own guide. I can ask you a question. Are you happy with what you're doing? Then go for it. Are you unhappy with what you're doing? Well, think it over. Maybe that's not something you want to do. Are you doing something that is going to make you feel good about yourself? Well, then go for it. Are you doing something that after you're done doing it, and you're not going to feel too good about yourself? Well, think about it. It's a decision you want to make for yourself. And if you say no or yes to yourself, you are far better off than if you have somebody else say no or yes. Do you need a policeman to patrol you and to control you, to tell you when you're doing things right and wrong in your life? If you do, you're a very, very sad person indeed. We should never need a policeman in our entire life, because we should always be living so honorably with the rules that we have chosen to have in our society and in our life. We should always live so valiantly, so joyously, so completely with all the things that we feel are our values, are the things that make us happy, the things that make a better world for us to live in. Yes, we can do it. We can do it right now, and we can do it and enjoy it very, very much, because that's all that matters, isn't it? Truly, that's all that matters. Think about the world in which we live. Is it a beautiful world? Is it a world that we're proud of? Then we don't have to ask anybody questions about what we're doing, because we can be sure what we are doing is right for us. Now, everybody doesn't live in the same house. They like to have different houses. Everybody doesn't like the same type of furniture. They buy different furniture, even if they got a choice of buying what we consider the finest and buying outmoded furniture, buying period furniture, buying furniture that's uncomfortable or comfortable, buying furniture. Oh, my goodness. The possibilities are endless. Houses, the possibilities are endless. Now, do you want a solar system or a wind generator in your house? Or do you want the electricity from the electric company? What do you want? What can you afford? What can you establish in wherever you live? Well, what is reasonable and just? If you're living in the middle of a community and then you want to have solar generators or wind generators, you have to think, how do they fit in there? You have to always think, how do what I want to do fit where I am? And maybe I want to move to the country so I can have the things that I want to have. Maybe I want to stay in the city so I have the closeness of every good thing that I want to attend, the opera, the movies, the restaurants, stores, all the things that make me happy. Yes. We don't have to ask questions of other people. We merely think about what is right for us, and then we go for it. We think, what is going to make my life more beautiful for me, more fulfilled for me, more revealed for me, and then go for it. And at that same moment, we can be sure that we are an exquisite role model for our children, for our family, for our world. And we do indeed want to be an exquisite role model, because that role model that we are is something so utterly wonderful, so utterly grand, that we cannot even begin to praise it sufficiently. Should you ever think of asking a question of somebody else, stop first and ask the question of yourself. Say, do I like what I'm doing? Do I want to do what I'm doing? Am I happy in what I'm doing? And then as you have that question in your mind. And as you answer that question for yourself, you'll find that the answer is one that is the most beautiful answer in the world, and you are the most fulfilled person in the world. And that's all it takes, is for you to like yourself, enjoy yourself, and live in a world filled with everything beautiful and good, especially yourself. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.